Are we ready for the word?
Yes.
Let us stand to our feet. It is First Sunday. And also, their name's not on the list, but keep Sister Michelle and Sister Sharon in your prayers as well, because they are, it's challenging when you have to take care of your family. Your loved one. It's challenging, especially when you are up in age as well.
Amen.
Amen. So keep Sister Michelle and Sister Sharon, keep them in your prayers as they take care of their big mama.
Amen.
Sister Maddie Anderson is her name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So we have some studying to do. We have a word from on high. So we're going to turn. We got a couple of scriptures to go through. But I will not be before you long today. Because I have pastor's phone. And I'm sure he's looking for it. He needed some rest. Actually, he needed some rest. He needed some technical difficulties to take care of his phone. So, thank you for coming out. Let's get started. We're gonna go to Matthew chapter 5. And our scripture from the text today is going to start at verse 13. And we're going to go from 13 to 16. We are all there. Let us say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As it reads, Matthew chapter 5, starting with verse 13, it says, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light shine." I'm sorry. "Let your light so shine before men, yes, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're here with bowed heads and humble hearts, thanking you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to arrive here safely to praise and worship you. Now has come the time that we partake of this living bread. Let it resonate in our spirit and let us apply it to our lives. We are nothing without you, and we give you all the honor, glory, and praise. For it's in your precious Son, Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. The title of this message is "Be the Example." Be the Example. Jesus was an awesome, awesome teacher. Not only with his words, but with his life.
Yeah, right. Yes.
He was and is the ultimate example.
You're right.
Not only did they tell us about him in the Old Testament, but he loved us so much that he came down to show us,
yeah, right,
in the New Testament of how to be an example.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, in chapter 5, they are at the Sermon on the Mount. And he starts off with the Beatitudes and how you are to conduct yourselves. This is the character of a new and true disciple. So after he tells us about the characters, our characterization from 1 through 12, then he lets us know, now that we have this character, this is who you are to be.
Amen.
The light and the salt of this earth.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so let's define salt. Salt being a seasoning or a preservative. Or even a disinfectant.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You notice how some people, my grandmother taught me this. Whenever you are getting ready to prepare ribs, you put it in salt water. Why? It takes out all the impurities.
Right.
Not only is it going to preserve the taste, but it takes out the impurities. So all that blood that you normally see when you're cooking a rib, if you soak it in salt water, you won't have that.
Man.
I learned that when I was young. Yes. Now, and the purpose of the salt is its usefulness. What it's useful for. The value of salt and purification. Now, this is what Jesus was talking about to the disciples. You are to be useful in sight of man. You have value because of your new character with the Beatitudes. You have been purified through me.
Right.
Yeah. And by you being the salt and the light of the world, this is how you are to take care of yourself. Now, starting with verse 13, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has no savior, savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot. What he's saying right here now is the salt that you are to be, if it has no savior, that means if it's been contaminated. Okay? Contamination causes weakness. So, if you abandon what your instructions are as being the true disciple, then you are deviating from the gospel.
Right.
This is what Jesus was explaining to the disciples on the Sermon on the Mount. Now, it wasn't just the 12 disciples. It was a multitude of people that he was speaking to.
Right.
Okay? So not only did he tell you how to be, who you were to be, but he gave you instruction to be who you were called to be. Now, the deviation that we have is our sins and our deceit. If you are deviating from that, that is losing the flavor. You are the salt of the world. But if you are deviating from what Christ has had you to do with everyday work, you are not being effective and efficient disciple. We all go through that. We all have distractions. We all come up against things. We're on the right path. We're doing our mission. We're doing our evangelism. We're doing everything we're supposed to do. However, life, and there are some things in life that causes us to be distracted. Well, Jesus is telling them that you can't afford to. Because if you lose your flavor, everything that's coming around you is going to come down on you. That's what he's saying, being downtrodden. Being trodden underfoot of men. Do not let men allow you to lose your flavor that God has given you. You are the chosen. You are the one that is to carry the gospel, the good news.
Yeah.
And through your distractions, you can allow men to trot over you. Not that we all want that to happen, but it happens. There are things in our lives. There are things in my life. I could not figure out why is it every time I had a family function, there was always someone that wants to bring up my pants.
Oh, yeah.
To distract me from my new nature in Christ and remind me what I used to be. Well, if I was to continue to let those individuals remind me of who I used to be and what I used to do, guess what I'm doing? I'm losing that sweet Savior that He has resonated in me as being the salt of this world.
That's right. Amen.
Don't let people take you there.
That's right.
Don't let people allow you to lose that flavor that Christ has given you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you are the light of the world. Yeah. And I spoke some time ago about the light being illuminated. Enlightenment. There are individuals around you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. They are individuals around you that are in darkness.
Yes.
And they don't even know it.
Amen.
But guess what? If you be the example that Christ has taught you to be, then you will illuminate the darkness.
That's
right. Amen. So anyone that is living in darkness around you, eventually that light goes rub off on them. And that's what we want to do. We want to be rubbed off. And that's, you know what? That's another thing of salt. You notice when you prepare your ribs, you get all that seasoning and you rub it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. We learned that in corporate anointing. Rub on. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit rubbing in you is going to rub off on somebody. Amen. Because you got that flavor. You want to get that savory flavor from those ribs, right?
Yeah.
So you rub that seasoning in, you rub in real deep to bring in that sweet aroma. That's the way to be. That is what Christ wants us to be, that example, that sweet aroma in His nostrils, because we are doing exactly what He would have us to do. Amen?
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Now, it says, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. If we are the light of the world, just like the lighthouse, when the ships are coming in, that lighthouse is a beacon. That is what they look at so they know where to enter in on the docks. And that is where we are as disciples for Christ. We are sitting on that hill. That hill is your life. Sit on that hill so that way you will be a roaming, a beacon mechanism. Those that are lost, those that have fallen out of fellowship and they need to know how to get back in fellowship with Christ, be the example. Be that light and show them that this thing is hard. Yes, it is. But we're in this together. We're in this together, and we're going to do this together through Christ. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. That's why it says, neither do men light a candle and put it on a bushel, but on a candlestick, and give it light out throughout the house. When you are in a candlestick and a bushel, well, let's look at it. If you're on a bushel will consume the consumption of it. But if you're on a candlestick, it burns, and it'll still have illuminating light. Does that make sense? So, don't be a bushel. That means don't let your light burn out. Don't let your light be consumed with sin. Be the candlestick. That means the wax is going to come down, and guess what that wax is. That wax is our old nature being torn off of us. That's that wax of shedding the old nature off. Amen? If you're the light, that wax is shedding off that old nature, all that old stuff that does not matter anymore. Amen?
Amen.
So no matter what you're going through, continue to let your light shine. Amen? Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Like I just said, your works, your deeds, not talking about it, but being about it. Amen? Staying up close and personal with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ allows you to be that who he had you to be, showing through your works what you're doing for Christ.
Amen.
When someone sees you in the grocery store and they probably just had a bad day, a bad morning, woke up on the wrong side. You know, I never know. And they say, did you wake up on the wrong side? Which side is wrong? Is it the right side or the left side? Which side is wrong side of the bed? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that one out. But when you go into the grocery store and someone has had a bad morning or a bad afternoon or a bad evening, be that light.
Yes.
And be that salt.
Yes.
You have to be inviting. That's what Christ wants us to do, is be inviting to one another.
That's right.
Even though some people look at you like, doggone it, I'll bite you if you say something to me. You have to be bold in Christ.
Yes.
And know that I understand that you having a bad day, but hello. You will be surprised how that just changes their disposition right away.
That's right.
They like, why is she nice to me? See, now we're thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is she nice to me? And I know I looked at her like I wanted to chew her up. Why is she nice to me? Because it's the love of Christ that's in you. You are being the example. That's what Jesus wanted us to do. This is what he came to tell us and to show us. He didn't just talk about it. He was being about it.
That's right.
And that's what that's exactly what we have to do. We got to stop talking about it and be about it. Be the example. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. And being the salt and the light of the earth. This is what Jesus wants the disciples to do. And we are the disciples of today. Okay? He wanted us to congregate and spread the word. Congregate. Come together. Come together in Christ. And spread the word. The good news of how to live for Christ.
That's right.
This is what he was telling them back then, and this is what he is showing us right now. Don't believe me? Let's go to Colossians. And Colossians chapter 2. 6-15. Now that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have had the plan of salvation. Now you got work to do. Be the example. Starting with verse 6, it says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Whew, glory to your name. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, empty deception, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world. Elementary principles. Rudiments. Elementary principles. the Mosaic law, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Amen.
That means Christ the head and us as the body. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of sins of the flesh, but the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen in him, through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and in uncircumcision of your flesh, our old nature, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven all you all, forgiving you all trespasses. That's what he did. He died on the cross. He came here for us and all of our muck and our mess, even that he knew this today that we would have. 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them, which was a public display, openly triumphing over them in it, in his cross. So, what they were trying to do in secrecy, he brought it out. This is why I am here. It is not about, and as he said, he did not come to condemn the world. He came to save the world.
Yes.
He came to fulfill prophecy.
Yes.
And that's what it says. But it's not, but this is right here what Paul is saying was Jesus came and offered his life,
yes,
for us. They didn't take it away.
That's right.
So what they were trying to do in the secrecy of mankind, Jesus put it all out on display. And he said, I want the world to see what I am doing for them. I am removing myself for that I can save all of you. Your sins, your transgressions, your openly punishments, your iniquities, your inwardly transgressions. He did it all publicly in front of all man to see, all nations to see, that I am giving up my life for yours.
Yeah. Right.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Be the example. Be the example. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, that's what Paul said. That, see, what Jesus taught in Matthew, Paul reiterated in Colossians.
Yeah.
That you too have to be exactly what we were, what Christ was. And that is to be the example for all of those to see. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Now, we're going to conclude with Colossians chapter 4. Starting at verse 2. So in being the example, that means we still have homework to do. Homework. This is our home. Our temple is our home. And this is what we are to work on. And this is what we do daily. You know how children have homework after they learn something in school?
Yeah.
They come home and they give them homework because they want to make sure that they learn it when they go back to school.
Yeah.
They give them homework to confirm what they have been taught. And this is what Jesus is giving, has given Paul to give to us. Homework. So that we will continue to be the example that he would have us to be. Amen? Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Your homework is this. Starting with verse 2. Continue to pray and watch in the same with thanksgiving. That's your attitude. Keep your attitude of thanksgiving throughout your prayers.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
With all praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance. That's the word. Open up that word. Amen. To speak the mysteries of Christ, which I am also in bonds. See, Paul, the mystery of Christ, back then, the gospel was only for the Jews. But the Jews rejected the gospel. And the major persecutor, who was Saul, was met on the road to Damascus by Christ. And Christ converted Paul because he needed the head persecutor to go out there and get a nation who was going to receive him. The nation was the Gentiles. So that they would be heirs to the kingdom. That is what Jesus, of course he knew it all along, but he had to follow scripture. He had to go for prophecy. He knew all along that the Jews was going to deny him. He knew all along that the Sadducees and Pharisees was going to try to kill him. He knew this all along. Yet it still, he was being decent and in order. He still had to follow the pattern, and he had to be the example. So, and this was the mystery of Christ. Where the mystery of Christ is reaching out to the Gentiles, which is the Gentiles is us.
Amen.
Verse 4, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. I'm going to make it clear, and I'm going to make it plain too. This is what Paul is saying to them, to the early Christians back then, but this is what is resonating in our spirit today as us being examples. Amen?
Amen.
It says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, our outsiders, those that are not in the body of believers.
Right.
Redeeming the times. That means seizing the opportunity.
Right.
You want to seize the opportunity. Let your speech, which is the word of God, be always with grace, seasoned with salt. That sweat, that savor, that preservative, that purification, the word of God, the value of it. Amen. That you may know how you ought to answer every man, every person. Being the example, when you are being the salt and the light of the earth, you are being the example.
Amen.
Amen. Example. I have an acronym for example. My acronym for example is E. Evangelize. That's the first thing. As you being a disciple for Christ, you are to evangelize. Not with your words, but with your life.
That's right.
It's a lifestyle. Righteousness unto us that he has given us allows us to be able to change our character and to be able to bring anybody to Christ that comes into our lives.
Amen.
Not that we're perfect.
Amen.
And that's what we have to get out of trying to show people that we're perfect.
Right.
There is no perfect person.
That's right.
The only perfect one came.
Right.
Lived.
Right.
Showed.
Right.
Showed up. Showed out. Left here.
Yeah.
Came back. Went down. Got up. All power. Holla at
me.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's how our Lord gets down. And that's how we have to. Amen?
Amen.
This word I found, it is, you know, it's hard trying to find a word to start with the word X, right? Boy, is it hard. Outside of xylophone. But it's called Xenagogue. Xenagogue. And that is an English term, and it means to be a guide. If you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, and you are being an example, guess what you're doing? You are guiding people to Christ.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Yes.
We are supposed to guide people into the lifestyle that we're living.
Amen.
And it's a good lifestyle.
Yeah.
I still have fun. I don't know who said that you could not have fun being a born-again believer.
Amen.
I don't understand it. Jesus had a good time. I don't understand it.
Right.
He partied.
I guess right.
In the Lord. He partied with
That's right.
That was one of the first miracles, turning the water into wine. Not saying that we are to be drinkers, but to know that you can have life.
Right.
So guide people to Christ, knowing that I am a born-again believer. I can be happy now. I am at peace now.
Right.
Even what's going on in my life.
Yeah.
Even all the muck that's going on and those individuals trying to tear me down, trying to tear my spirit, trying to hurt my feelings, want to make me cry all the time and curse too.
Right.
But I am going to guide them
into
where I am in my life. Because you know they're trying to take you back, right? Don't let them take you back.
Right.
A. Assurance. I have assurance in knowing and believing that he, when he said he would never leave me nor forsake me, he meant it.
Yes.
Have you ever noticed when they say, Lord, the Lord left me because I was doing this? No, he didn't leave. You left.
Right.
You left because of what you were doing.
Right.
The reason why I know, because I left.
Right. Yeah.
And I thought that I could not be still in the presence of the Lord when I was doing mess.
Right.
You know, our flesh seems to think has a habit of telling us that.
Yeah.
You can't be in the presence of the Lord with that mess you're doing. Well, of course you know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is decent and in order.
Yes.
And he is not about mess.
Right.
He is not.
Amen.
However, it's so much better to know that if I am staying with Christ and keeping my relationship with Christ, do you know he's going to deliver you from your mess?
Yeah.
Amen.
He will deliver you from your mess. But you got to stay up and close and personal with him.
Amen.
You have to. So have that assurance.
Amen.
To know that he will not leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
And don't leave him no more.
Amen.
Amen.
No matter how much mess you get in, don't leave him.
Right.
One of the things I remember when I was in my mess, and some of my friends, they would say, why are you sitting up here talking about Jesus and all this stuff you're doing?
Come on.
Now, if he knows what I'm doing,
right.
I need to be delivered from what I'm doing.
Amen. Right.
So I'm going to keep calling on him.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a couple of my friends didn't feel that way. And, well, let's just say it's not good. But they got the, but here's the thing. They got the message.
That's right.
It wasn't so much as the messenger. It probably because I was in my mess, they wasn't believing me. But they saw my life, and they saw my lifestyle, and they saw the change. They was like, oh, she was still there. She stayed with him. She stayed in a relationship with her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And guess what? She was delivered. Hallelujah!
Yeah. Yeah.
They got the message. And then in turn, because I was being an example, even in my mess,
right.
My example. they are staying now, they are getting back into the relationship with Christ.
Amen.
It may take a little while longer, but don't leave. I don't care how bad it gets, please don't leave him. Don't leave Christ. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Missionary. To be an example, you got to be a missionary. That means your walk in life, your mission, your purpose is to save souls for Christ.
Right.
Is to lead souls to Christ. And that is not going around and saying, are you saved? 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 No. It is your walk. How you doing today, my brother and sister?
Yeah.
Everything okay? It's not, I'm praying for you.
Right.
It's going to get better.
Yeah.
Sometimes it always helps to have a word.
Right.
In the shadow of death, I will feel no evil.
Right.
That means anything that's coming up against me in my life, I'm not going to fear because I know that the Lord is with me. My rod and my staff comfort me. The 23rd Psalm's always up. You can get a pull a word out of that for anybody.
That's right.
But that's our mission.
Right.
Amen.
That's what we're supposed to do. We are missionaries for Christ. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. P. Power. Praise. Peace. The power of God will keep your mind at peace, and you will ever have a praise on your lips. Hallelujah, Jesus. That is the power of God. That is the power working in you, working through you, and using you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Remember, we're being examples. Hallelujah, Jesus. L. Light. Life. If you are shining your light, letting your light shine in the dark world that's around you, the Lord will continue to give you life. Your life is to be used. Your life is to be shown to others that by no means are we perfect. By no means did I come this far on my own. The song says you come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He has never left you there. Can't turn around now. That's your life. Any and everything that you have gone through, that continually has a praise on your lips. Somebody is not supposed to be here today. Pastor Ernest will tell you every time, I'm not supposed to be here. Elder Russell will tell you every time, I'm not supposed to be here. Sister Nancy will tell you every time, I'm not supposed to be here. But it's the light in their lives that causes God to use their life as a beating, a homing mechanism for those individuals that are not saved, for those individuals who's fallen out of relationship with Christ. You, it's your life. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. And the last letter, E. Evangelize. What you start with is what you finish with. Evangelize. That is being an example.
Amen.
That is what Jesus Christ did. We are to be that example, the salt and the light of the world.
Amen.
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 Everyone on your feet.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are going to continue to be used.
Yeah.
It is our responsibility. And I know that it gets hard. And I know that it hurts. And I know that it's a struggle. But I promise you, if you continue to keep your hand in his hand, keep your mind on those new things, and forgetting all that stuff that's past, he will use you beyond measure. Beyond measure. You know, when the salt that comes from the sea, it's so much salt in the sea. Y'all do know the earth was formed out of the sea. You are formed out of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And by you being the salt, do not forget your value, because you are all valued. Do not forget your purification, because of him cleaning our hearts, we are presenting ourselves holy, a living sacrifice unto God, which is acceptable and holy to him. To him. And remember this, you're not in this alone. You can do this. And we all, just like those young ladies from MSU that was going arm in arm, going to the building to protest, that is how we are to be as ambassadors for Christ. Now, we're not all going to walk out of here arm in arm, but know that I'm in your arms. I got your arm. I got your arm. Because we are in this together. We're not standing together. But we are in this together.
Amen.
Remember, Christ is the head.
Yeah.
And we are the body.
Yeah.
Every part of the body. Allow yourselves to be used by him.
Amen.
We're going to stop talking about it and we're going to start being about it. Give it to the Lord a hand clap of praise for being about it. Savior was bold.
Yeah.
He was not afraid. Why should he be? He wasn't afraid of nothing.
Right. Yes.
I mean, when you can come down supernaturally, what is there to be afraid of? But remember this, if God is for you, who can be against you?
Yeah.
That means you are not to have any fear either. That right, Elder Therese. That fearlessness. Be bold about it. The same way Christ came down to do this, you do this the same way. In the boldness of him. Not the boldness of ourselves. Not the boldness of Liberty Temple. But in the boldness of Christ. That's who we are to represent first and foremost. And then we represent home. Give the Lord a hand for clap of praise of being an example. Hallelujah! Use us, Lord. God is great. And greatly to be praised. Take your neighbor by the hand. Remember your ABCs. If someone does not know Christ, remember, you invite them into the body of Christ. Invite them. It's a good place to be. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to have Pastor Relifer pray.
Jesus, we thank you for your boldness that's in us, oh Lord God. You gave it to us. No man can crush us out of your hand. For you are our strength. We can do all things through you, Lord God. like you are the one who came and died, hung your head, and put you in that grave, and you got up again, God, in the resurrection of life eternal. That's I'm a heir, oh Lord God. We God, that resurrection life is in us, oh Lord God. It cannot be hid, God. God, we walk forth in that life, oh Lord God, in that resurrection and life. Ah, God, people's going to see it, oh Lord God. They're going to see your statue in your image. They come forth, oh Lord God. By your power and by your might, God. Moving by your spirit, oh Lord God. God, as we release what you have given unto us.
Yes.
God, as we live it, God, what you have given unto us. And we walk in it that you've given unto us, oh Lord God. Ah, God, you will open up the eyes of those that are blind. And they shall see and they shall come forth, oh Lord God. And they shall be partakers of your glory. God, we thank you right now, God, for using us like never before. Because without you, we are nothing, oh Lord God. But with you, God, we are everything. God, we are the light that you were talking about. And the salt, oh Lord God. The strength, Lord God. By the might, Lord God. We are all of that because all of that is all of you, Lord God. And we give you all the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
The boldness, hallelujah.
Yeah. Glory.
You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord.
Glory.
My Jesus. My Jesus.